explained that there was two different levels of Da'as HaSeichel. One was Seichel Yuni, one was Seichel HaDibri. And like you said over here, if you engage in Shtika, so you have you have an emphasis on the Seichel and so on the Seichel Yuni. He also says that that's why when a person becomes older, as Eisa Zikna, as the Koyches HaGufniyim slow down, the Koyach HaSeichel comes out. I want a little bit, I guess, to speak Binyan Yoyma Adrap. There's a very interesting Sheirish. The Megillah Be'etzim has in itself a Sheirish from way before, and that is the Chazal that says the difference between Leah and Rachel. It says that Leah Ochazal Pelach Shel Hidah, and Rachel Ochazal Pelach Shel Shtika. There were two Pelachs, one was Hidah, one was Shtika, and each one had its own. Rachel didn't give over to Simonim, and that's her Pelach Shel Shtika. It's clear from Chazal that it's not the Pshat, she didn't talk. It's both of them are called a Pelach, which is Kli, and both of them are equal, but one did it through Haidah, one did it through Shtika. Remez Ledava, that you have Shtika's Kehaidah in terms of Haidah as opposed to Haidah, but Shtika can sometimes express something when it comes in the heels of a Dibur. The Chazal say that the Ness of Megillah came about through Dafka, through someone who came from Shaul, and it traces the lineage. Rachel was Shaysik, Binyamin had the Pelach of Shtika. Yamin was a Shaysik, he didn't tell his brothers about Yosef. The Shaul, who came from Binyamin, says it's Tvar Malchus Lehigid, and Mordechai and Esther, all and Esther's Ein Esther Magedes, they were all the Evin of Binyamin with Yoshbe, which is the Shtika. So you see that there were two Kavim that were the Kleisel had. One was the Kav of Hidoya, and the Kav of Shtika. The Iker Chelik of the Iker Chelik of Klal Yisrael's Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu came about Dafka through the Burim. David HaMelech is David HaMelech is in the Im Smiris Yisrael. David HaMelech was the main Malchus, and B'mele David HaMelech is like Leah's child. That Mahalach is the Mahalach of Dipurim, and the Dipurim that are Kuloi Ahuv Nagash Baruch Hu. But the Seif, the last, the very very last, the first Malchus was Shaul, was a Shaysik. That Malchus didn't go well, and that Shtika was interpreted as a weakness in the fact that he was nichna to the people. People came and they told him that, we have to bring the Sebach, this and that, and it says that we have to leave the Tzayin, and it says that He didn't have the guts to tell them no. And on that it says that, he told him, that Shaul should have been a lot more assertive than he was. He should have told off the Am instead of just being Shaysik and letting do what he wanted to do. And that's why that Malchus fell apart. So the Rishon and the Shorish of all Malchus was Shtika, and that didn't go well. The same thing was true by Rachel and Leah. Rachel was the one that he first saw and wanted. is what he got, and he got Rachel only afterwards. The same thing by the Malchus. The first Melech was Shaul. It didn't work well. That went to David. And then and the final, the end of Ksuvim, in terms of years and so on, is Megillas Esther, which goes back again to a Malchus that comes from Shaul, to a Kab that comes from Shaul. So it's Aleidovahu. It's something that's really, really a... it's kind of strange, kind of interesting. And it's the Chassim of Kisra Kodesh. There was a shayla if this should go into Kisra Kodesh or not. In the end, they found the remez, and they were machzor Kisra Kodesh. So I think, taking the mahalach that he says over here, I'd like to expand it a little bit, expound a little bit in this inyan over here. The whole in the imut, in the contention between the Tumahalchum Shtika and Dibur, it's something that's a very, very much a problem in the very Sherish of Bria. In as much as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, that whatever is Begoli is not the Emes Mitzad HaToichen. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is in Toich called Momadaki, is not the Rash and not anything. But wherever there's no Gilui, then we don't have anything. So how do you go with it? It's like what you see is not right, and what's right you don't see. It's a very, very tough to the hair. It's whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, because it's Begilui, because we can be Taifis, it can't be right. On the other hand, what we can't be Taifis, and what's not Miskala is not Miskala, and we can't be Taifis. So how does it work? The Kol Dmamad Naka means that there's no Gilui Be'etzim. So where does it come in? So what do you have from that? It's just like the mashal. Let's take a look at the Seichel Union, the Seichel Dibrias that uses the mashal. I can sit and think all machshavas I want to think. Those machshavas don't have a metzias in this world. Period. It's destined for failure. If I sit with a chava or a talmud and I think what I want, I've accomplished nothing. But the Diburim are Bechreach, not the real Emes. As soon as I put into Diburim, the fact that I have to be Mtzamtzimit and Megala it, then I'm already taking it down. So what is the Shutfis? How does the Shutfis of Dibur and Shtika, the Pelach of Shtika and the Pelach of Ador, work in coming out? There's a very interesting medrash, I think it's about Loisch, if I'm not mistaken, where a melech had two storim. One was Mimuna on Shtik and one on Dibur. And he asked them to have a dialogue, to have a debate on which mahalach is more right. So the Baal HaDiburim got up and he said, a whole beautiful, long, eloquent drasha about how Dipurim are the most important thing in the Bria, and everything must go with Dipurim, chulam, chulam, chulam. Then the Tsar of Shtika got up to explain why Shtika is important. And as soon as he started speaking, the other Tsar smacked him, and he said, you can't use my mahalach to buttress your point. You yourself see that through that the Gilui of Shtika is through Dipurim. So you know, we can't have one cut, you know, you're defeating your own purpose, because in order to advertise your Shtika, you need much, much Dipurim. Rabbi Shapiro once was speaking, he was speaking on the Shtika, this is going back to the 80s, when he was learning Rambam Deis, and he said in his usual cute way, אפשר לדבר הרבה על שתיקה. הרבה הרבה יש מה לדבר על שתיקה. But it's a, 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 Malchim, how they come down. I need to think a lot and express my thoughts in Dibur. Until I haven't expressed my thoughts in Diburim, there isn't going to be anything. If I sit and contemplate, think whatever I think, it has no metzias as such. So I need to then present it with Dibburim. That's the Maisa Dibur, Kracha Dibur. When the Dibburim are niklat, the Dibburim Keshala Atzmam are limited, and they're on a lower darga than the Shtika was, than the Sichlius was, and I'm always giving over something much less. Once the Dibburim are niklat by the person, he can then try to understand beyond the Dibburim. He can try to extrapolate to what lies behind it. Like the Kohen Gadol says, Yom Kippur, you know, Yoyse Masha Karasu for the Hakosav Kam. Once it says by to learn my Sabrashis, Moisan Lerosha Prokim, if he's a Chachmu Mavin Miatzmoy. If a person can dehair things himself from the Teichen, so then I can convey the Shtika on the heels of the Diburim. The Dibur itself is a stepping stone to understand past the Diburim. So if the Dibur has a shtika that went into it, in other words, much more thought went into it than the Diburim, then what comes out of it is the Gufa Shel Diburim and the Teicha Shel Diburim. Says there's a Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says that the Megillah is Divrei Emes V'Shalom. So Yerushalmi says it's Emes that it's Nitan L'Hidoresh, that you can dash from it. Never associated the word Drush with Emes. What's the pshat? It's Divrei Emes because you can dash from it. Emes is, if it's, you know, if it is, that's that. The answer is, Divrei Emes means that it's not only Emes on the surface Shabbai, it's Emes on the Teichen Shabbai. What it carries is also Emes. The reason why Torah is neatly Darish is because Yosef Masha Kosov, over there it says Yosef Masha Marti, Kosov Khan, I would rephrase it and say, Yosef Masha Kosov Khan Nehmar Bay. A lot more than just the simple reading of the words and the things is in the Torah. So b'meila, you have in Torah the thing itself, plus the Mashmos Shabbai, plus the Teichel Shabbai, that's really endless. So the amount, the ratio that of Diburim, the ratio of Shtika that can be hung onto Diburim is quite infinite. How much can you darshan in a pasuk? If the more you understand, the more you can darshan. So the Dibur is the drush is where you find the Shtika that's hidden within Diburim. The Yonim that are not came out by itself, but came out that came out through the Dibur. So we have a whole understanding of a very, very Shoreshtek Mahalach in the Bria. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with Shtika. Kach Shtoik, Kach Olfalefane Machshava Tchila. In other words, there was a world of Machshava Tchila, which is the shtika that went into the Bria, and we don't have the Dibur for that as such. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. Bresh is not. Nami Dibur, Akash Baruch Hu spoke, and the Divrei Torah are Diburim. And those are all Giluyim. So the Giluyim that we have in the Torah at first step, first glance, are Giluyim that come through Diburim. And those, and we have the Torah from Bereishis, to Leinu Kol Yisrael, to Koy Amar Hashem, and the Koy Dibur Hashem, all the Nevi'im, the Nevu'ahs, which are Dvar Hashem that was given. The final, the Chesima, once all the Diburim of Divrei Torah have been given, have been presented, so now we have once that all come out the gully, the hemshech of it is what's the Hester. In other words, Megillas Esther is understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu from what's written, we understand what's not written. It's the first time where instead of saying Koyama Hashem, these are Diburim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are Diburim, these are things that happened, and from them, when I dash it, when I look into it, when I think about it, I dehar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Seif Mahalach, which is coming back to the Pelach of Shtika. So that's exactly the process that's supposed to happen. You start with a Pelach of Shtika, and that's the Shtika of the Sheirish of the Bria, the Chachma. Rachel was the one Yaakov was attracted to, because the real Oimek lies in the Rachel. You can't have the Rachel without having the Leah. Rachel's called a Keres Bias. She was the Ikabesa. She was the Chazal Dashan, the word Akara, in Lashon. She's the one that Yaakov Avinu wanted, and she brought on the process of marrying Leah first, and then she came back, and then we came back again to Rachel. So the Mahalach was from Shtika, which then to Dibur, and to Pelach of Eidah, back again to the Pelach of Shtika. The Mahalach of Malchus went the same way. We started with the Malchus of Shol, but the Malchus of Shol as a start has no kiyum and no hemshich. It's not something that can have a kiyum or hemshich, because you can't start with shtika. Shtika is the seed that you plowed, that you planted, but it's not in itself, doesn't fulfill anything. And then you need the Pelach of Dipurim, that's David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is Kulit Dipurim, the Imes Miras Yisrael, the Kolot Tfilas David Ben Yishai, and so on. But the final, Dipurim are only good in as much as they lead you to the world of Shtika. In as much as a Dibur helps you understand what's not there, that's where it has validity. But when the Diburim, you know, if the Diburim end with themselves, just like Marshal Ma'adav Adayma, if you have a very folksy maggot, or a very passionate Hamayna, I'm listening to somebody speak, and the person gives a Marshal, they get caught up with the Marshal, they're into the Marshal, And the folks in Darshan dress up the Marshal. The Marshal comes to the store instead. They don't quite deher the Nimshel Shabbai. They deher the Marshal Dick. There's the Baal Tanya writes that Al Kein Yom La Moishlim. They said the Torah is called Marshal Akadmoini. So he explains them, which is really, in a sense, the crux of his Avon and these Inyanim and how to understand these Inyanim, that all of Torah is a muscle. And it says, Shema Mela Rav said 3,000 Mishalim, he says he said 3,000 layers of Mishalim. In other words, he was able to go from Mashal to Nimshal to Mashal to Nimshal. So in Mishalim is where you separate the Chacham from the Tam, from the Tipish. The Chacham throws away the shell of the Mashal and the hairs where it's heading to, and the Tipish lives with the Mashal, and the less of a Chacham he is, the more he dehairs the Mashal Kipshutai, and he focuses on the story itself. The Emes Giluyim can never lay in the Diburim. It can only lay in what's afterwards. I want to point out something extraordinary. Shtika is Kehoida, provided Yeshesik to somebody else's Diburim. If somebody else said, you owe me $100, and Yeshesik, that Shtika comes with Da, Mikoyach, your Shtika, to someone else's Dibur. That's how it happened. So the Shtika is, the relationship between Shtika and Da is that without Hoida, there is no, without Hoida, there is no Shtika, Hoida. But when you have the two together, the Shtika goes much further. The Shtika can go endlessly, literally Darish. The Mahalchim of the Megillah, the Maral speaks by Richas Gdoila about how everything had to be Bitsina. The Ness is behest, the whole thing is behester. The whole thing is behester because the greater Giluyim are always the Hester, because the Ramban says that, you know, Betzim, all of Torah Kula is Neis Nista, and so on and so forth. So we kind of think of it as Neis Nista as being less of Madrega. You have an occasional stigma, which is very big, and you learn from one to the other. I mean, that's Ramban, how he explains the Indian of Nisim and Avtochis and so on and so forth. The oimik of it is that Giluyim are always Bitsimtzim. Giluyim are always limited, because you can be Megala. Giluyim al yedei Diburim or al yedei Mefurashis has in itself limits. Giluyim al yedei, when you Megala something in the oimek of what's not there, is believable. That's Ein Sof. The real Ein Sof comes when you use the Diburim and then you see it even with the Ano Diburim. It's just like the difference between someone who learned a lot of Torah and he knows a yam of Svaris and Limudim and so on and so forth, and he's a big Baal Zikaron. So the person is a big Talmud Chacham. But his Chachma is a Kful. There's just X amount of information a person can absorb, some lot more, some huge amount. But if a person learns from a Rebbe how to dehair something, how to, what to see within something else, then in a certain sense, his knowledge is really Kful. Now, the only way you can ever learn is through Dipur. It's true. I mean, the Tsar of Diburim had a point. He had a point that you can't get the Shtika without Diburim. Shtika without Diburim is meaningless. But when you have a Mahalach of Diburim, then it's the Shtika that follows Diburim. It's the side that every letter in the Torah has the Book of Gvil. It means a letter in the Torah must have empty space around it, because the empty space around it is be'etzem, the Ein Sof of the Teichen of the letter. The letter is the Dibur, and the Hek of Gevil is the beyond the Dibur. So the Inyanim of Purim being the Achris and pointing at a Mahalach of Achris is the Oisef of that Mahalach. It's until this Tkufa, Burim from Hashem. And even if it doesn't say Koyam Hashem in Rest Ksuvim, but at least it says it in terms of, it says it in implication, Yad Hashem Hoysalai, and so on. Masha'in Kain, here there's not even mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah. And the Chachamim didn't want to write it, because Sfunel Deris, they said Be'etzem, it should not be part of the Dvarim Ksuvim. This really belongs to the Pes Ksiva, and it's full got in. So this is sort of the bridge. This is the Ksiva that has in itself some tchunis of Shtika and some tchunis of Dibur. Al-Kopanim, in people ask, it says it's the last nace, the Gemara says. It's Hanukkah, the Gemara says, the last nace that's nitinli kosei. In other words, it's the last time that there's going to be mefurish diburim that this is happening, that's how the other is happening. From that point onwards, it's going to have to be what we understand. The shtik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak. On the one hand, it's obviously a lot more frustrating because if we don't have a Mefurish Diburim, we don't hear a Mefurish Diburim, we don't know what to do, or we're very, very uncertain as to what to do, and that's emes. With Tatsheni, it's a whole new world has opened up for us. It's not the Pshat, it's just a read of Madregas that the Vim Ksuv over, and that's it. A whole new world opened up of understanding Yad Hashem and Ma'is Hashem through the things that are behested. So we have a certain oimek, a certain deher in Purim, that it's not the hesterim that are there in Purim. There's certain elements of Yudas HaDoros, but a lot of it is also mitzad, the beginning of a change of Mahalchim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to be Megala, he would like all of the overt Giluyim, of the Giluyim Dibur, to now become Giluyim of Maisa, of Shtika, the Giluyim Mitoich, the things you love it something, because the emes is that the kufa of Giluyim through what is said and what's done is limited, because that Betzim is limited, and that the kufa beyond is Betzim legal. So the beginning of the kufa where Giluyim can be believed safe is from that. That's where Tarshma Peh starts, all the drushes. Tarshma Peh Betzim is the, where the from the shtika, we learn Torah. Makapadim, it's usually seen as its veiledness of Purim is seen as being kind of a little bit of a chisarin. But Lamita Shaldava, it's the beginning of a much hecher mahalach. It's a difficult mahalach, but it's a much hecher mahalach. Any questions?
Just as Legabi, in the Muk of Gvil, is that also the pshat that it says Moshe Rabbeinu needed a revach liizbonim in parasha to parasha?
Correct. The revach liizbonim was put in. That means that Torah has in itself not only itself as the revach liizbonim as well. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Freilichem Purim. Freilichem Purim.